comes with his friends. The shir should be a special schus for Aaron and Rosi Sheyichu. Smoshida ben Peshadina. And the schus for four is for Rabbi Yosef ben Chana, Sarlai bas Rivka, Yeshua Meir ben Chavasara, Shalav Brios Hashlema. And the Tosefta, the beginning of the fourth parak of Bracha, it's also brought in the Yushalmi in Bracha, the beginning of the sixth parak. It says the following: Hanana min olam hazeh below Bracha. If you're nana from this world without a Bracha, Maal. You're doing Me'ila. It's like misappropriating temple funds. Achi atiru lo kol ha-mitzvahs. Until you have permission for all the mitzvahs, until there's a head there for all the mitzvahs. So Hanana min olam hazeh below Bracha Maal. We get, you have to make a Bracha before you get a Hana from this world. What does it mean? I have to tell you that this has been the subject of much discussion over the generations. A lot of Mefarshim try to understand what this means. The Netziv in the Ha'imek Dovar writes, Mishemeser Emunazu, Shashem Mefarne, Suzan, Melibo, Choshen Tzarech Bracha Lashem, writes a Mo'al V'Holechad Shenita Lo Kol HaMitzvahs. If a person doesn't believe that it's God who's sustaining him, and therefore you don't need to make a bracha, this person is moel until all the mitzvahs are going to come permitted for him. He's going to stop keeping mitzvahs. But this is a difficult perish, because it says, Achi atiru lo kol ha-mitzvahs. Doesn't say achi nitar lo. Achi atiru lo kol ha-mitzvahs. It's mashma. Not that it's your own head there. And it says it's your own head there. You're going to stop keeping the mitzvahs. So there's this beautiful sefer called the Beirach Moshe, written by Rav Moshe Olevsky, Nassan Natan Olevsky. And he was a Rav in Rush in Siberia. And it's actually interesting. On his Wikipedia page, it claims that he lived from 1841 until 1967. Rav Nassan Natan Olevsky. So that would mean that he lived for 126 years. So since I have trouble believing that, we don't have people living so long, it's obviously an error. But he has an interesting history over here, and he was, he had a whole, it's probably from 1881, more likely, till 1967. He used to exchange letters with the Rogachever, among others. And he has numerous Svarim, which were published by Machon Yerushalayim. According to his, imagine living in Russia during all those horrible years, unbelievable. He had two sons. One of them disappeared during the Second World War. His second son, Moshe, was a professor of mathematics in Moscow. He moved to Israel in the 90s, and he brought some of his father's ksavim with him. And his grandson is Professor Moshe Olevsky, who is a professor of mathematics in Tel Aviv. So I see they have mathematical minds in those families, in that family. In any event, he has a Sefer Chai Olam Notan, which was published in Vilna 1931, numerous Sfarim. So he has a Sefer on Agaditas. He tries to explain Agaditas beautifully. We already had one shir where we saw an enlightening explanation, really not an Agadita, but a Drasha of Chazal. So he explains here in Siman Aleph in the Sefer Beirach Moshe, based on what it says in Yoredeya Shin Mem Aleph and other places, that an onen is pater mikol mitzvah satara, and therefore he doesn't make hamotzi, he doesn't bench. So maybe that's what the Tosefta means. Hanena b'lo bracha ma'al. If you're nana without a bracha, you're doing me'ila. Until you get a head there for all the mitzvahs, and others, until one's an onen, chas v'shalom, a relative died, and before the burial, he's pater from all the mitzvahs. Then he's allowed to be nana without a bracha, so that's an original explanation. But he says, I want to tell you better, what I think is a better explanation. And that is that the rabbis tell us, Kol Ananim and Olam Hazeh B'lo Bracha Mal, Am Rav Yehuda Am Rishmul, the Gemara Bracha Slamed Hey, Kol Ananim and Zeb Bracha, Olam Hazeh B'lo Bracha, Kilu Gozel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'Knesses Yisrael. Shenemar Gozel Aviv, you steal from your father, that's God, V'Imos, Knesses Yisrael, it's the mystical soul of the Jewish people, V'Yom Rein Pesha, and he says he's not sinning, Charuhu L'Ish Mashchis, he's a friend to the destructive person. Who's this Ish Mashchis? He's a friend to Yeravim Ben Evat, who corrupted the Jewish people, Shehishchis is Yisrael, Leviyam Shebashamayim. Rashi explains that since he's Mekel, people learn from him to be Nanim and Olam Hazeh B'lo Brach, and therefore he's Yeravim Ben Evat's friend, because Yeravim Ben Evat also sinned and caused other people to sin. So if a person neglects to make a bracha, it's like he's stealing because he's teaching other people not to make a bracha also. So he is, first of all, he's stealing. And not only that, but he's also a friend to Yeravim Ben Evat, who would cause other people to sin. This person also, by not making a bracha, is causing other people to sin. Now in Yuma, Daf Pei Vav and Daf Pei Vav, it says that somebody who does a Chil Hashem, the only way he's cleansed is Misa. Tshuva and Yisurim and Yom Kippur are not enough. He needs to die. In Yechupar Avon Azeh Lechem Atem Usan, the sin must be atoned for by dying. So since according to the Gemara in Brachas, Hanene Velo Bracha Havi Chavrli Ravim Ben Vat Chotei Umachti Arei Dafka Misa Mimarekes Bo. So if someone's chote and machti, and that's what the Gemara says he's doing, when he's eating without, when he's nana without a bracha, he's getting pleasure without a bracha, he's a friend of Yeravim Ben Avot who's causing other people to sin. So that's a chil Hashem. So nothing is going to help but misa, and that's what it means. Hanana min olam hazeh b'lo bracha mo'al. It's me'ila. Until when? Until ad she'atiru lo kol ha-mitzvahs. In other words, he is in this terrible state until he dies. So he's Moel, and he continues being Moel until he dies. And that's the only thing that could be a kapara for him, because he caused other people to sin. And not only that, but even without the sin of Chil Hashem, Yom Kippur wouldn't be Mechaper, because he's Moel B'Kodshei Hashem. As it says, Vayikra 5:15, Ve'evias Hashem al Hashem el tamim min atzon la Hashem. It says in Taras Kohen, Ve'evias Hashem av la'achar yom ha-kippurim. This is talking about Me'ila. Pasuk is talking about somebody who's Mo'el B'Kodshei Hashem, and it says he has to bring an Hashem. And it says in the Medrash, even after Yom Kippur. In other words, it should have said in the Pasuk, Ve'hevi el tamim, min atzon le'asham. Why does it say, es ashamo, ve'hevi es ashamo? So therefore, Chazal darshan, that he needs ashamo dafka. It has to be his asham. Dafka and asham. But Yom Kippur is not mechaper. That's why even after Yom Kippur, even after Yom Kippur, garnish his gehelfin, you still need your asham, because Yom Kippur is not mechaper for his me'ila. And he has a letter here from Moreno Rav Yosef Rosen Shlita Mitvinsk, in a letter from the 24th of Mar Cheshvan in the year Tav Reish Tzadi, which is approximately 1930, probably a little bit before Rosh Hashanah, the end of 1929. So the Ragachava writes him a letter, Kedarko B'Kodesh. He has a lot of Mar Makoimus. He says, Hine Gabe Hekdesh Gavoa Mavur Zeb Krisis Yutches Yom Kippurim Lo Mechaper. So the Gabe Hekdesh, Yom Kippur is not Mechaper. But the Me'ila, b'nei b'zeh, mavad iser yesh mamon. Yom Kippurin lo mechaper hamamon ayin sham. So besides the iser involved, there's also mamonis involved, and Yom Kippur is not mechaper on averis of mamonis. V'chein sham dav chavov gabei chai v'chatos, tzeo gam gedr chiyuv mamon, ve'al zeh lo mechaper Yom Kippur. So another proof that Yom Kippur is not mechaper on mamonis problems, and this is mamonis, because he's taken from Hekdesh. Ve'ein b'taisis me'ila dav chafal of amidbeis gabei pruta t'lo batu mitam matbeya. A pruta isn't bottle because matbeya coins aren't bottle. Ratzalomer gam kein to have a moment v'lo bottle. Means that's moment, it's not bottle. Ayin bavabasra pecha esamit beiz gabe gezel gavoa. V'gabe moment anim yesh gam kein shneim. Ayin b'chulin kuflam adala gabe sofik moment anim im lahachmir. Uveran adarm zayin amad aleph. This we've discussed in the past. I hope to discuss again in the future. So, you see also the Ragachever saying that there's this mamonis problem, and therefore, because he stole from Hekdesh, and therefore Yom Kippur is not going to be mechaper. And then he goes into the fact that by mamonis there's no bittul. I don't know how that helps us, but if you learn and understand the Ragachever, then you're a genius. Right, the Ragachever was the greatest genius for thinking of what the Ragachever thought of, but anybody who can understand the Ragachever is incredibly knowledgeable and incredibly smart. Though today you can already look things up, it's not as hard, but still to figure out, even after all is said and done, even if you get to the Makor, to figure out what the Ragachever wants to do with it. So Baruch Hashem, we've had a lot of Ragachever shiurim, because there are a lot of material out explaining the Ragachever, putting out his notes to the Gemara, which is just unbelievable. I have over here on Sot, on Gittin, on Kiddushin, on Brachas. Pele Plos, his daughter went to Europe under fire. She risked her life. I think she even died saving the Ragachever's writings. She sent it over to the Bronx to some fella named Harry, I forget his last name. Amazing story. In any event, that's the Ragachever. So we have two reasons why two explanations of what it means actually tir lo kol mitzvah. Number one, until he's an onain, and then all the mitzvahs are mutter, then he can be nana without a bracha. Or more likely, says Revolevsky, that one is machal shem shemayim, and memela there's no kapara until he dies. Yom Kippur is not mechaper on Chil Hashem, and even if it's not the Chil Hashem, Yom Kippur is also not mechaper because it's Meila, and Lachora Yom Kippur alone is a mechaper on Meila. You need an Hashem. So this is Mamon Gavoa. So what happens normally when it's Mamon Gavoa, you have to bring a carbon. But here, there is no carbon for eating without a baracha, for being nana without a baracha. So since Yom Kippur is not mechaper, you took the Mamon of Hekdesh, Yom Kippur is not mechaper, and Memela, Misa Mimarekes, that's what it means, Ad Shiatiru Lo Kol HaMitzvos, because you took Mamon Gavoa. And a last explanation, he writes, is that Efshel Od Lomar Kavanas HaTosefta Nenem in Olam Hazeh B'lo Bracha Moal. In other words, he's Moel B'takonis Chachamim, who said to make Berchas HaNenem. That's his Me'ila. And therefore he's an Avarian, and Memele he's not allowed to be Mitzdarif to those mitzvahs and those brachas that require a Tzeruf, a combination of Jews, like Zimun B'Shlosha and Darish of Gedusha B'Asara. In other words, then he needs to get ahead there to be mitzdarev to the mitzvahs, because right now he doesn't have, because he's an avarian. He's moel b'takanas chachamim. That's all. Seems a bit of a stretch. Kolpanim, that's the first siman of the Sefer Berach Moshe, and it's a schus to learn the Torah of this Gaon, and a person who is Moser Nefesh. You can only imagine what it means to live for decades and decades, first under the Tsar, and then the communist rule, and just unbelievable, the serious Nefesh of Yidden, unbelievable. Okay, Baruch Hashem, this the 32 Simanim in the Sefer, and what he does is he explains Divrei Chachamim v'chidoisim. So I love Sfarim like this, and I love Tzadikim or Moser Nefesh for Torah. So hopefully we'll see more of it, and I thank everybody for listening. If anybody wants to hear more, you can drop me a line, and we should be zoche. Lo modu lelamed lishma v'las l'kaim is called divrei samu tarasu b'ahava, and to remember that sof davar hakol nishma et elokim yira ve'et mitzvotav shmor ki ze kol ha'adam. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.